This is Into the Story, the podcast where you learn English with true stories from all over the world. Stories that connect us and inspire you to get where you want to go. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Into the Story, the podcast where you learn English with true stories. Now, today, we're going to the United States, to the East Coast. I want you to imagine that you're in New Jersey, near the New York state line, and you're driving. You take exit 3, which leads you into a large parking lot. There's an incredible view of the Hudson River. It's busy. There are people having picnics and others enjoying lunch at a small restaurant called the State Line Lookout Cafe. It's a beautiful place, especially now in the fall, with the leaves changing colors, orange to red to brown. This place is well known to anyone who lives here, and it's a popular hiking spot called Peanut Leap Falls. If you walk straight out of the parking lot, you can see a path that goes through the forest and then right out to some cliffs, which give you an incredible view high above the Hudson River. And this is where today's story takes place. Erica Tate would come here often, and today she'll tell us a story of one day in the autumn when she came to Peanut Leap alone. And just one more thing, if you haven't already, then subscribe now to Into the Story wherever you listen to podcasts so that you never miss a new episode. It also helps other listeners find us. So thanks for supporting the show. And now it's time to look at 5 words and expressions that Erica uses in today's story. The first is the phrasal verb to take in. So if you take in something, it can mean appreciating or looking at and enjoying the nice appearance of something. For example, I stood by the window taking in the beauty of the sunrise. Or as we walked through the park, we took in the beauty of the forest. To take in something. Next, to slip or to be slippery. So to slip means that you slide unexpectedly, that a surface is smooth and hard to grip onto, like a wet floor. For example, be careful not to slip on the wet floor after it rains. Or the soap made the bathroom tiles slippery, so I had to walk carefully. To slip or to be slippery. Next, a concussion or to be concussed. When you get hit on the head, you can hurt your brain temporarily, and this is called a concussion. After the car crash, she suffered a concussion and needed medical attention. Or the football player was concussed during the game and had to sit out for a while. A concussion, or to be concussed. Next, vague memories. V-A-G-U-E. So vague refers to not clear memories of things that happened in the past. For example, as I grow older, my childhood becomes a collection of vague memories, of unclear memories. Or after the long trip, he only had vague memories of the places he'd visited. Vague memories. And lastly, a cast. So a cast is a hard covering that doctors put on a broken bone to help it heal. After breaking his arm, Mark had to wear a cast for several weeks. Or the doctor recommended a cast to help the fractured bone mend. Acast. If you would like an extended vocabulary list and the transcript, then you can visit our website. I will leave you a link in the show notes. Okay, it's that time. Let's get into the story.
It was September 2014, an evening of a celebration for my cousin's baby shower. And I was speaking to my sister, and we started to get into a bit of a fight, I would say, like a conflict almost, around the existence of God. And I, at the time, was really an atheist. I only believed in what I could see, feel, taste with my senses. And so I actually ended up making her cry. When I was explaining to her about how there's no such thing as God. So the next morning, I woke up early to go on a solo hike at a local cliff by my house. And I got in my car and, you know, there was the leaves were all different colors. It was autumn. It was a fall day. And, you know, they were just starting to fall, but it's really beautiful at that time of year in New Jersey. And so I drove there, and when I got there, I was really excited to take in all the beauty of the leaves around me. And the hike was pretty short. It's only about like a mile and a half. But it was interesting because I did have a feeling of nervousness in my stomach that morning, and I couldn't quite place why. So it was around 11 a.m., and it's usually a very popular hike, but that day I was the only one there. And that was odd as well. I started to walk. It's a pretty flat hike, but then there's just at the end, then it kind of goes downward. You're kind of walking down, and then the cliff, there's like a cliff at the edge, and you walk down the cliff, and there's a staircase usually that allows you to walk to the base of the cliff. And usually on the cliff, there's a waterfall, like a stream of water. But that day there was a drought, so there was no water. I was really excited to kind of explore. So that's what I did. And I was excited to take a picture at the edge of the cliff. And so I was quite careful at the beginning. And as I approached the edge, I took a picture. And then as I was coming, I was kind of exploring a little bit more, which was really dangerous of me to kind of get myself as close to the edge as possible. I slipped. My foot slipped on one of the slippery rocks, and I remember feeling just absolute fear all throughout my body, and at the same time, a part of my mind speaking to myself to like surrender. Like it was like, just let go. And I fell off the cliff. And it was about 60 feet. And I don't remember the actual from the top to the bottom fall that I completely blacked out.
Erica had fallen off of the 60-foot cliff. That's 18 meters, or the equivalent of a 6-story building. As soon as she hit the bottom, she was able to find her phone and call 911.
I remember being on the phone with the police and saying that I don't remember who I am or where I am or anything about the situation, but I know that I am dying. Like, I know that because I was suffocating. My ribs punctured my lungs. And I broke my spinal cord, my pelvis, my arms. And I was severely concussed. So I had, so my mind was just, I had no memory. And then I went unconscious. And the police tried to trace my phone, but the signals of my phone were showing that I was on the opposite side of the Hudson River. So this cliff was located right on the edge of the Hudson River. And so it's New Jersey, the river, and then New York on the other side. And my phone was pointing to a place in New York, pretty much, Yonkers, it's called. And so they sent all the search team to New York and Yonkers. And it's so interesting that that day at this popular hiking spot, not one person came to hike that day, which is unheard of. And so I was down there for 7 hours. When I woke up from being unconscious, I remember looking up and just seeing this beautiful tree. And it still had green leaves, although all of the trees around it were orange and reds and browns. Like, this one tree still was green. And there was almost a sense of safety. Even though my body was completely broken into pieces, I felt no pain. Or at least I don't remember feeling pain. It was almost a sense of peace. And I was only awake for just a few minutes. And then I went back unconscious. But when I went back unconscious, that was when what I would call a near-death experience happened, where I left my body first and had the realization that, whoa, I am not my body. There is something inside of me that is separate than my physical body. And then I had this life review. So in a matter of seconds, my entire life flashed before my eyes. All the good things and all of the what you would call maybe bad things that I've ever done, all of my actions that were with good intentions or bad intentions, flashed before my eyes. And in that, I was able to see that at that time, I was causing more suffering in the world than good. Then I remember after that, there was a flash of white light and the most peace and serenity and joy, all in one emotional experience. And I realized that, oh, this is what they call God. Oh, this is God. And I realized that actually this is everything. This light makes up the whole world and is within all of us. So it was an extremely profound experience, especially as you compare it to the night before, where I was, made my sister cry around how there's no such thing as God.
After that, Erica talks about being given a choice. Well, more like being forced to come back and to fulfill her purpose. So her eyes suddenly open.
I wake up and I remember taking a deep breath, and my eyes just flash open. And then I look up at the very top of the cliff and I see a little head popping out of the top of the cliff screaming down, Erica, we're coming to get you.
An off-duty firefighter, a firefighter who wasn't working, was listening to the radio that day, and he had an intuition. Even though the entire rescue team was looking on the other side of the river in New York, he thought that Erica was in New Jersey, and his intuition told him that she had come to Peanut Leap Falls, and she was at the bottom of the cliff.
He came down to just, I guess, hold me and like let me know that I'm okay. I have very vague memories of this. And then I have a flash of a boat, because again, it was on the Hudson River. And I was then brought into an ambulance and to a hospital. And I remember when I woke up in the hospital just being in so much pain. It was like really sharp and constant. And there was a tube down my throat. I woke up with a tube down my throat. So I couldn't even speak. And at that point, my mind still was not clear. Like I was really still concussed. And I was in all of these casts. Like my back had a cast, my chest, my arms, like everything was just, I couldn't move. And then I got transferred to a inpatient physical rehab where I was there for another month. And they said that I might have trouble walking for the rest of my life. But little by little, I started to learn to walk again. But when I was in the rehab, the doctors would always tell me, like, don't try to walk, don't try to move. But I learned so much through my near-death experience about the mind and how our beliefs are really everything. They actually determine our entire lives and they have a lot of power over our physical health and well-being. And I was trying to put that to practice. So every time the doctors would leave the room, I would try to like walk or crawl myself to the bathroom. And I kept doing that against their advice, but knowing, listening to this deeper intuitive voice within me that said, I should do this and I need to do this. And doctors were amazed, like in shock, by how quickly I healed. And I think such a huge part of that was because of my mind. So the day I got out of my wheelchair, I woke up with this determination to face my fears and to also really sit with the reality of this experience that happened to me.
Erica decided that in order to face her fears, she had to go back to Peanut Leap Falls. She had to go back to the very cliff that had almost killed her.
And so I asked my dad and my sister to join me on the hike, both because I needed physical assistance, but also for emotional support as well. It was springtime, but it was early spring. I remember it was really cold. I was wearing jacket and hat, and the leaves weren't on the trees yet. When I got down to the bottom of the cliff, like feeling just a rush of emotions through my body, like sadness and fear, but also so much like gratitude and awe. And I just remember like laughing, like, and being like, thank you, and you didn't get me. And then starting to even just cry, by like, wow, I could have just like not been here. And it allowed me to wake up to the gift of life every day.
After going on the hike that day with her dad and her sister, Erica decided that she wanted to take facing her fear a step further. And she decided to work at the cafe the cafe that I mentioned in the introduction that's in the parking lot to the Peanut Leap Falls hike, the State Line Cafe. Nowadays, Erica is a psychotherapist who combines spiritual and body-based approaches in her work. She owns a practice where she works with 10 other therapists, helping people use both Western psychology and spirituality, because she learned from her own experience that they're both important for healing. If you would like to know more about Erica, you can visit quantumpsychotherapygroup.com, or you can find them on Instagram at quantumtherapynj. That's Quantum Therapy New Jersey. I will leave you a link to both in the show notes. Okay, I hope that you enjoyed today's story, and if you did, then why not share it with a friend? You can just click the share button, it's usually at the top, and send it on over. Okay, everyone, until next time, I hope that you have a good time, or at least a good story to share.